Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Microsoft revealed the full specs of the upcoming Xbox Series X. The next-gen console includes a custom 7-nanometer AMD Zen 2 CPU with 8 cores clocked at 3.8 GHz, an AMD RDNA 2 GPU with 12 teraflops of performance and 52 compute units, with 16 GB of GDDR6 RAM and a 1 TB NVMe SSD. Console storage can be expanded with 1 TB expansion cards on the rear of the machine, and it includes USB 3.2 external drive support and a 4K Blu-ray drive. Game states can be saved directly to the SSD to be resumed up to weeks later after a system update, and Microsoft is using an Xbox Velocity architecture to allow developers to dynamically load large environments from the SSD into memory. Meanwhile, Sony, not to be outdone, announced the PlayStation 5 will have a custom 8-core AMD Zen 2 CPU at 3.5 GHz with a custom variable frequency GPU, also based on AMD's RDNA 2 architecture, which promises 10.28 teraflops and 36 compute units. The PS5 will also have 16 GB of GDDR6 RAM and a custom 825 GB NVMe SSD for loading times capable of up to 5 gigabits per second. The PS5 will also have a 4K Blu-ray drive and support USB drives as well. Alphabet's Verily subsidiary launched its pilot COVID-19 screening and testing website on Sunday night. The site is limited to the San Francisco Bay Area and requires sign-in with a Google account. The site allows those 18 years and older to take a screener survey and can direct people to available mobile testing facilities based on capacity in San Mateo County and Santa Clara County, with test results available in a few days. By Monday morning, however, the site had reached capacity on testing locations. Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Reddit, Twitter, and YouTube issued a joint statement Tuesday promising to fight fraud and curb misinformation on their platforms related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The companies also pledged to work with government healthcare agencies across the world on tackling COVID-19-related misinformation. This includes fraudulent ads about COVID-19 cures, articles from unknown sources, or with incorrect information, and conspiracy theory videos. A bug in an anti-spam system on Facebook began marking posts linking to information on COVID-19 as spam. Facebook Vice President of Integrity Guy Rosen said on Twitter the bug was unrelated to changes in the content moderation workforce, which was sent home due to the virus. The posts were restored, and Rosen clarified that not only COVID-19 posts were affected. Universal Pictures will make its movies available on home entertainment the same day as they hit theaters. The change will begin with Trolls World Tour on April 10th. Films currently released in theaters like The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma by the studio will be available for digital rental as early as Friday for the 48-hour rental period at a suggested retail price of $19.99. AMC, the U.S.'s largest theater chain, also announced that it will close all of its 661 theaters for between 6 to 12 weeks. Movie chain Regal, meanwhile, announced closures as well until further notice. Apple announced iPad Pros with LiDAR for depth sensing, an 8-core GPU, an A12Z Bionic with Neural Engine, and an embedded M12 coprocessor. The new chip is designed to enable 4K video editing, 3D design, and augmented reality applications. The 11-inch iPad Pro is available starting at $799, and the 12.9-inch Pro model starts at $999. Silver and gray models are available to order now. Coming in May is a new Magic Keyboard for iPad that includes a backlit keyboard and trackpad. Full mouse support with a circular cursor that changes shape over different interface options will come to all iPad models through iPadOS 13.4 starting May 24th. Scientists at the University of Oxford developed a coronavirus test that works 3 times faster than current testing methods, giving results in about a half hour. The scientists believe it can also detect infections at earlier stages, and results can be read by the naked eye, making it accessible to more facilities. The tests were validated using 16 viral samples at the Shenzhen Luhao People's Hospital in China with 100% accuracy. Microsoft announced that Microsoft Teams had 44 million daily active users as of March 18th, a 12 million user increase in the last week. 20 customers have over 100,000 employees using Teams, up from 14 last week. In November 2019, Microsoft announced Teams had 20 million daily active users. Square announced it received conditional approval from the U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Utah Department of Financial Institutions to operate a bank. Square Financial Services is expected to launch in 2021 and operate as an independent subsidiary. The bank will offer small business loans for Square Capital Lending business, as well as deposit products for customers. Following discussions with the EU Commissioner Thierry Breton, both Netflix and YouTube committed to efforts to reduce internet bandwidth usage by their streaming services. Netflix said it will reduce bit rates to cut traffic on European networks by 25%. YouTube will switch all traffic in the EU to standard definition by default. And finally, an Amazon spokesperson confirmed to CNBC that Amazon Prime Pantry, which launched in 2014, is temporarily closed in the US due to high order volumes tied to COVID-19. Prime Pantry lets Prime members buy packaged groceries and household items at a discount, then deliver to their door. No word on when the service will resume. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.